Good evening and welcome to a special edition of the Compton podcast. This is Emily Walker-Nolan reporting live from GCSE certificate evening. And this is an evening celebrating the successes of our ex-Year 11 cohort. And we have both parents and students here. And I am very lucky to be joined here by Holly's mum. Would you like to just very quickly introduce yourself?
Yep, my name's Jo and I'm Holly's mum. This is the second child I've had go through GCSEs.
Fabulous. So you're very experienced then with preparing young people for their exams.
Possibly.
Yeah. So obviously a very stressful time for parents as well as students. And I think our current Year 11 cohort, they're just starting to revise and prepare for those important examinations. Thinking about the parents of those children, is there any advice that you could give them to help them prepare their sons and daughters at home?
So what we did for English, for the poems, we put all the poems on post-it notes. And wherever we were in the house, we would shout out a quote and our children would have to tell us who wrote the poem and the name of the poem.
That's absolutely wonderful. How lucky we feel as an English department that you did that. And I just love that random quotes from Tennyson, Lord Tennyson, being shouted around your house when potentially people were in the toilet. That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're
I really
welcome.
Hope you enjoy your evening. So back again on the Year 11 certificate evening, just talking to parents and students about advice we would give the current Year 11 cohort. So I'm here with Mo's and Tia's father, and they're going to share with us some advice for parents and students. So coming to Moses' dad first of all, hi, thank you so much for talking to us today. Advice that you would give the parent of a current Year 11 student, what would you say?
No problem, delighted to be here. I think it's really, you can call me David by the way.
Oh, thank you. Hi, David.
I think one of the key things is to stay really calm and keep a calm atmosphere so that your children can concentrate, don't have too much other things going on. If you have too many things in your schedule, mm-hmm. it can be a bit distracted, but mm-hmm. you do need to play a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
you must build in some rest.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have a plan
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
It's good to work with, to suggest
yeah.
a plan. A plan is better when you've written it yourself.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
if you need support to write it, a plan of how you're going to work your time.
Yeah, yeah.
And to factor in some rest.
Fabulous. Thank you. Thank you. And Mose, any advice that you would give to either parents or students?
To students, probably that revision is more important than you think.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't revise as much as I wanted, obviously. Most people didn't, apparently.
I'm getting that. It's quite a common theme, yeah. I would say, in this podcast this evening.
I've even heard from teachers
that okay.
didn't revise as much when they were in school.
Okay, yeah. I'll be honest, I don't think I revise as much as I wanted to when I was at school. But it's, I think it's definitely a good message for us to share and a prudent time for us to share it now before it gets too late.
I have to confess it was my third round of examinations before I actually properly revised enough. So
right.
it was third time lucky.
Okay.
And then there was a lot of revision.
Good.
But it's you remember things by repetition.
Definitely.
And you need a lot of repetition.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's good to keep it in mind.
Yeah, fabulous. Okay, well, thank you both of you, and I really hope you enjoy your evening this evening. And, yeah, goodbye.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the podcast. I have Dale here, who is a parent of a Year 11 student who left last year, who has some excellent advice to help support them with the study of literature text. So, yeah, Dale, over to you. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I have a Year 12 student now, did Year 11 last year, but current Year 10 doing English. And one of the things that we found really beneficial was to take them to productions of the literature they're working on, the text. And
fantastic.
This year is A Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
so
brilliant.
We're seeing that down the Old Vic.
Yeah.
And we saw that with our Year 11 student last year as well, and it really
fantastic.
Helped.
And actually, there's a current production there at the moment, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been going on a few years now, the different actor each year down at the Old Vic.
Fab, yeah. Fab. Any other advice, just whilst I've got you captive here?
Yeah, study plan.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Study plan, but not only a study plan, a social plan as well, so they
yeah.
can manage both pieces. It's not all about work.
Yeah, it's all about balance, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay, thank you so
no
much.
Worries. Thank
fabulous.
You.
Enjoy your evening. Okay, so we're back again with another Extra 11 parent. This is Pam, and she is going to talk to us about some advice that she would give to a parent supporting their son or daughter through this very stressful time. Welcome, Pam. Nice to see you.
Hello.
Hello. What advice would you give?
I think looking back when I was going through it with my daughter and the other daughter, I think what I would say is to a parent especially, don't panic.
Okay, yeah,
it's really easy to say that and hard to do, but definitely don't panic. Because the more you panic, the more you make them panic.
Yeah.
And they know, their teachers have already told them the workload. So one good little tip would be when they are revising, keep them fed and watered.
Fabulous.
And that puts them at ease, keeps their concentration levels going.
Yeah.
And if there is a particular subject where they have cried out and said, I'm really struggling, then also if you can afford to, think about getting a tutor.
Fabulous.
That's a few sessions.
Just to kind of boost their confidence, really. I love that about keeping them fed and watered, actually. Just going back to basics, really. So supporting them through it simply. literally through it. It doesn't have to be really complex things, and you don't have to know the course content, and you don't have to know it yourself. It's more just being there for them.
Make sure they eat and make sure that there's no tension in the house so they can focus on what they need to focus on.
Fantastic. Thank you, Pam. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
Bye.